This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian and Chris. You can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Archives and more available there for free. It's freetalklive.com. We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. We just had Dave Ridley on the line with us. He's still there, bringing back Dave from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you were reporting on a gentleman from the formerly, I guess, Soviet Union, who played a role in taking that thing apart. And he apparently was speaking in New Hampshire as of recently, and through an interpreter, you were able to kind of follow what was going on, and he was advocating that the current country of Russia should be forcibly dismantled and broken up into 50 or 60 different portions, and you were pointing out that that's not how secession should work, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance for more of your comments, so go ahead.
Yeah, it was Lech Walesa, the leader of the Solidarity Movement in Poland. What was striking to me was, again, how the New Hampshire House, which voted against its own independence earlier this year, they applauded when he said that we should make all these places in Russia independent at taxpayer expense. Right?
Wow.
It's so hypocritical. It's wrong to be imposing secession on Russia, but right to be voting in favor of it ourselves, because we're supposed to be deciding for ourselves, and Russians and the people who live there are supposed to be deciding for their region. It's just so upside down.
Yeah, it definitely is. Matt Santanastasso had sent me a link to a video recently, and this may be the video you're talking about. He says, in honor of our guest speaker, the former president of Poland, the House Speaker mentions his secession to applause. And unfortunately, the video is 4 hours and 48 minutes long, and Matt didn't give me a time code. Otherwise, I would love to pull up the actual segment. Have you actually seen it where the House Speaker in New Hampshire also comments on this?
I listened to the whole thing, and the speaker did introduce him, but I didn't hear anything super interesting in the speaker's introduction. It was just sort of standard. This is Lech Walesa, Solidarity, help bring down the Soviet Union. He's awesome. Here you go. But I do have another quote from Walesa. He said, quote, Russia in today's format is far too large a country, and on top of it, with a bad regime that's terrible. So that second strategy is that we need to force a new political. Then he says, quote, Russia is currently comprised of about 60 different peoples, like Ukrainians, former republics that over the centuries have been absorbed into Russia, Soviet Union on the way, and have been Russified. So I believe this alternative strategy may consist in awakening those people, motivating them to oppose Russia, and make them want to break free from Russia, unquote.
Okay.
So, again, the House applauded this, and he's saying it right there. We force secession on this foreign country that doesn't really want it that badly. But, again, we're not allowed
to. What do you expect from a central planner, right? Like this guy's
yeah,
the former president of Poland. I mean, that's the way these people think. But I think the most important thing you're pointing out here is that the hypocrisy of politicians within the United States, whenever they look over into some other secessionist movement, then, if it's Brexit or if it's the Russian states separating or whatever, they frequently will support it. But right here in their own backyard, oh, no, we could never consider leaving the United States, our great master. Thanks,
Ridley. The United States sent advisors to Croatia during their independence drive. And Croatia, again, a little bit like Ukraine, are sort of an unreconstructed, partially fascist society. The United States actually assisted them in winning the war against Serbia, and they ejected, 600,000 Serbs fled the area after the Croatian army started killing them when they won the war, randomly killing them. And the United States government made you pay for that, right? For Croatian independence. And again, Croatia did deserve independence, but it didn't deserve, no taxpayer should have been forced to pay for it. And it's important to recognize that, there were a lot of flaws with that nation. And it's just so frustrating, and yet it's to be expected that we'd be forced to underwrite secession elsewhere, but we're not allowed to have it ourselves.
Thank you, Dave Ridley. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Dave from Ridley Report.
Yeah, talking about double standards.
Yeah, and of course now they're passing the $40 billion giveaway, a financial aid package, whatever you want to call it, to Ukraine that made it through the Senate.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was already passed by the House, now been passed by the Senate, and it's certainly going to be signed by Biden. So I heard a rumor they're already talking about another $48 billion after this $40
billion. Is this on top of all the money they've sent for arms?
Uh-huh, yeah. So I understand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. To the fun, Sydney is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about exactly that. The government is always stealing from people, in this case with Ukraine, just giving it to the Ukrainian people, and...
No, they're giving it to the Ukrainian government.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Ukrainian government. I've heard that this amount of money that we've sent them already, that the United States has sent them, is more than their, normal annual budget for the government entirely.
Yes, quite a bit more.
It's a free giveaway.
Yeah, quite a bit.
This is a total giveaway. But I also want to talk about the government stealing. So I was on freekeen.com recently.
Oh, cool.
And
thanks.
Yeah, there's a cool article about actually the Crypto 6 becoming the Crypto 2 now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really sad that, the whole plea deal thing that, you have to plea to a felony, and some people pled to that. Because like you were saying earlier in the show, that totally ruins your life going forward in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I also saw, there's an updated indictment or a superseding indictment, and at the very end of it, it lists all this property that I guess they're trying to steal from Ian. And I don't know if anybody else's property got taken by the government, but I've seen it. Adam Kokesh, back when he was arrested for the shotgun thing, they went into his house, they busted open his safe right there in his house, took everything that was inside. He never saw any of that stuff ever again.
No. Yeah, it's a criminal gang. In this case, they're not stealing it from me. Technically, they're stealing it from the Shire Free Church because I don't really own anything, but it was in the house in which I live, and they stole stuff from all of our roommates. They stole stuff from people they didn't even charge criminally, and maybe it looks like Bonnie might be getting her phone back soon, a year or something
later.
Wow.
Hey, that's better timing than the last raid.
I guess.
5 years versus 1 year?
Oh, yeah, the last raid. Well, the last raid, they haven't given anything back that was taken except for TJ's stuff.
Yep. TJ's stuff.
I definitely recommend people check out that article, take a look at how this thing is playing out. The government does it over and over with the activist types, and it's the same playbook that they use. And something that sticks out to me in that indictment is there are no victims at all. There's nobody alleging. I'm going to be interested to see who are the witnesses that they bring forward other than some piece of paper.
Yeah. If you look at that indictment, the superseding indictment, mostly it's the same thing, just repeated by taking each individual bank that there was an interaction with and listing it as another. I'm not sure the right word is charge or.
Well, they did file a separate piece of paper, and I mentioned it in that article.
Yep.
That actually does list what they call victims.
They
listed Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo. There's a few large credit unions. So they're claiming that essentially the bankers were the victims here, even though the bankers themselves admit they didn't lose anything.
Yeah.
And nor was anything attempted to be taken
from
them.
That was just
belonged to them.
And the crazy thing is, even the prosecution even admitted that during one of the hearings, I believe it was nobody's hearing, that there was no loss. It's like, well, if there's no loss, then how is there a victim? How is there a crime?
Yeah. Hey, Sydney, thanks for the call tonight, man.
I just want to say, I think that whole thing, focus, hold your ground, I think it's going to fall apart on them.
I sure hope you're right. That's what I'm expecting to happen. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks for the call, Sydney. We will continue on as the crypto duo of me and Aria at this point. Sentencing for the others, by the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us in the studio here. My number 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Chris. 603-283-6160. Talking about secession here. Dave Ridley called in to bring up a story about a former Polish president, I guess, who was speaking in New Hampshire, calling for a forced secession against the country of Russia. And as much as I like secession, I tend to support any secession movement, but this one I couldn't say I would support a forced secession, because the people need to want the thing. People need to want to see that happen.
Is forced secession even secession? I mean, that's
no.
I mean, that's like war against Russia breaking it up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you can call it secession.
Divvy up the spoils kind of situation. So you can bring up whatever you want here. The number 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get the today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. Over at freedomsphoenix.com, that's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom.
I was just checking out something. Am I here?
I don't know what's going on. There's like crazy talk back where I'm hearing every single word instantly back. Now I think it's gone. Go ahead, Tom.
Anyway, it's about the evolution of the human race as we know it today. There have been various species and subspecies, such as Neanderthals, which is a subspecies, Homo sapiens neanderthalensis, and species before that, handyman, Homo habilis. Well, there was this guy living on the island of Flores, Indonesia, for years and years, and some people kept telling him these stories about these ape-man-type creatures. And he was writing it all down, taking it all in. And who knows, I mean, kind of like the Loch Ness Monster or the Yetis. And there's no way to say for real. But then they found skeletal remains of one. And they examined it. They couldn't get any DNA. Skeletal remains that were not fossilized. They said, well, this is from 50,000 years ago. These things are extinct now. And they classified it not as Homo sapiens, but Homo floresiensis, because of the island of Flores, which is where they're from. A separate species that is said to be extinct. Kind of like they said that coelacanths were extinct until they found out that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a fish that was deemed to be extinct for years and years, died out with the dinosaurs, except they're still around. And these legends that, you know, people say they saw one of those the other day, or they saw one years and years ago on the island. And the other story is, oh no, the invaders that came in 200 years ago massacred them. But first,
are we talking about Bigfoot here, Tom? I'm not really sure what you're getting at.
I'm talking about a species of humans that is said to be not extinct, but then people are saying that they still see them around every once in a while. And one story is that the invaders who came by 200 years ago massacred all of them. But how would the invaders know if they got them all? First of all, if you're the invaders, you don't know where all the caves are. You wouldn't know every little hiding place.
Okay, but are we talking about Bigfoot here? Because isn't that what, you know, most people are alleging Bigfoot is some sort of humanoid hominid or whatever that...
I want to say this is, he's referencing some sort of mini-human as opposed to Bigfoot, but am I mistaken about that?
Human that has been documented through skeletal remains, but is said to be extinct. They're saying that these guys are extinct, but what if the species that is known to exist, had to have existed, like Neanderthals are known to have existed, what if they're not extinct? And they're having a good time as a different human species, but they're having a good time living in the forest and just want to be left alone. And they're,
like Bigfoot.
If they just want to be left alone and they're happy, then the question is, well, you could do all kinds of cool electronic surveillance and spot them and watch them from a distance. And the only ethical thing you could do that would involve interfering with them is if they leave one of them for dead. they leave one of their own for dead, maybe to die, because maybe they don't want this newborn baby, or maybe this guy got hurt in a hunting episode, and he's going to die, so they just leave him there. And then the human, the Homo sapiens, could go in there and rescue that one, bring that one to a hospital, and say, look, everybody, these people are real, and we're going to doctor this guy up and bring him back there. After we doctor him back up again.
Okay, but that hasn't happened yet, right?
That hasn't happened yet, but it would be, what could you do if they just want to be left alone? And the libertarian questions would abound, because then they're not as intelligent. They don't have the brain size.
How the hell do you know that? If they're still around and they haven't been able to be caught in however many, you know, decades or hundreds of years or whatever, then that suggests that they're at the very least intelligent enough to not get caught by mankind and all his fancy techno gizmos.
I mean, this sounds like an uncontacted tribe sort of situation. Where if we did come into contact with them, they'd probably die of disease anyway.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, they're blocking the streets and pretty much middle of Albuquerque at midnight, and they're doing donuts and. Cops tried to break them up. So what they were doing, they were sitting on the hood of the cop's car. So they wouldn't, interfering with the police.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what I'm saying is, do you think this goes on in the East Coast, like New Hampshire and other states? I mean, this state is like...
You're saying they sit on the hood of a cop's car while they do donuts?
No, to watch that when they try to break them up, the police wants to break up, when all the people that are parked blocking the intersection, they would sit on the cop's car, the hood, just to interfere with them.
That's
so they
can't
move their car.
I gotta say, I like that. That's pretty ballsy. That's epic.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to.
What do you have against donuts? I mean, it sounds like fun.
The thing about it is, it's fun for like teenagers, but I mean, you know, Indian school and university, that's pretty much in the middle of the city. It's not like 5 miles outside of the city limit. It's pretty
but
much
you're saying
a major
it's done at nighttime, right? So there's not a lot of cars around.
Well, 12 midnight.
Yeah,
typically, it's fun for the kids, but it's amazing that, you know, New Mexico law, anything goes. This is what I'm telling you.
Sure.
It's just a.
I bet you can't go and sell drugs in New Mexico.
Why are you still in New Mexico anyway?
She's supposed to go to communist China or something like that, but she refuses. She just doesn't want to go anywhere. She's just lazy.
I don't think they'd accept you, Sarah.
Well, this is a pretty communist state.
She could. I bet she could go to communist China and swear an oath of allegiance to the Communist Party. And they would be fine. I mean, there's Americans in China who haven't even sworn an oath to the Communist Party.
Yeah, but those are productive people. They're trying to kick him out now, so she's unproductive. I don't know.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, she's not a worker. So
yeah, it's a worker's paradise, Sarah, not for non-workers.
Good point. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. She doesn't want to work. She doesn't like fun. Doesn't like donuts.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. It is free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. The agency saying the policy begins in June. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving two people dead and seven injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making an arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian and Chris. Phones are open. Of course, you can always visit our website anytime you want. We've got RSS feeds. You can use those feeds to plug into your favorite podcast client. And that results in you basically subscribing to receive every episode of Free Talk Live as they come out in MP3 format. You can easily do that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. Regina's in New Hampshire to start things out here. Regina, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Listen, I want to actually answer the girl that called in earlier from New Mexico. She talked about something about how, you know, kids were sitting on the police cruisers giving the cops sort of a hard time.
Yeah.
When they were coming to patrol. Well, during COVID, right, I live in Hampton, which we have Hampton Beach, which is a pretty big tourist destination in the summertime.
Right.
So during the summertime in 2020, they decided that because of social distancing and, you know, all the COVID porn narrative, I call it, they were going to close 1A to traffic so that people would have, like, more room to walk and the restaurants could spread out, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was a selectman at the time, and I was one out of two, out of the five of us, that thought it was going to be a bad idea because with everything going on in the nation, you know, that beach is already hard enough to patrol. We don't have as many cops. So politics, you know, the governor wanted to shut the road down for political reasons. So they shut the road down, and during the day we would have like these guys, I'm not sure where they came from. I think they came from all over. They would come and they would do like fun activities during the day, like they throw saws up in the air and jump over people that were laying down on the road. And this was all perfectly safe, according to the politics of COVID. And there was, you know, quite a few people that lived down there that were upset. And it was like these kids at night, they would go from doing fun things to riots and fights and things like that.
Really?
And it was like, not the, yeah, it, and it's like, it was never talked about. It was totally hidden. And I was a selectman at the time, and I couldn't even get the message out. And it's like people always think that of, like, oh, bad stuff on the East Coast. They think of, like, New York and Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, ever since COVID, New Hampshire has become sort of scary. Like, I've lived here my whole life, and that summer I was, like, scared to go down Hampton Beach, and of course everyone wants to cover it up because it's a tourist destination and they don't want the word to get out. But that girl, I mean, I was going to actually call in and talk about elections tonight, but after that girl called in, I wanted to get that message out that crazy stuff does happen here in little old town New Hampshire.
So I'm curious, and when I think of like Newark and big cities, I think of people getting shot. How many people were shot on your road?
No one was shot, luckily.
So what was so scary? I guess I'm not real clear. You said people were doing dangerous things at nighttime.
They had to call like state troopers in from all over the state because they were rioting. They were fighting with each other. I mean, there was thousands of them. Like if you looked on video, thousands.
So they were hurting themselves?
Yes, they were hurting themselves.
And why would that scare you?
Well, because I've never seen anything like that before in my life in this town.
Were they attacking random passersby, or was it like a big like fight between two groups of people? I'm not really even clear on what was...
No, it wasn't two groups of people. It was thousands.
And you're saying this was covered up? You're saying that this news didn't get out? That no one in the media reported on this? There were no arrests?
No live streamers? There was a few arrests, but there should have been hundreds. Like fireworks going off all people's property, out on their front porches, out on their back porches, in the residential neighborhoods of the beach.
Sounds like downtown Keene.
Fireworks don't sound particularly threatening to me. That sounds like
fun.
Well,
when you're setting them off on people's porches in the middle of the night, I mean, that's pretty bad.
Well, was it the homeowners that were setting them off, or are you saying just random strangers?
No, it was the people, these kids that were coming in from, I believe, Massachusetts, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
And there was not enough police to patrol it.
Well, I got to say, I don't have the same experience as you. We don't live out on the seacoast. We live in the Keene area.
That's true.
And I wouldn't say there's anything scary or unusual going on besides the police themselves.
Oh, my gosh, it was awful. I have to send you guys videos. I mean, I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah, I feel free. I would love to see footage of this. If you want, you can send a link to my email. It's ian@freetalklive.com. I'm happy to.
And the best part about it was it was supposed to be all social distancing, but there was no social distancing.
Mm. Well, it's good. Like the social distancing is a bunch of crap anyway.
Right, but I'm telling you, with the politics of what, and, you know, ever since then, there's a lot of people that used to go down there every summer. They won't go down there anymore.
Thank you, Regina, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and feel free to send that link over. It's like, yeah, I mean, to me, New Hampshire is same as it's always been. I mean, there's very little crime here. There's very little to be concerned with besides the government agencies themselves. They're the ones that are hurting people. They're the ones that are putting people who are innocent and peaceful behind bars in cages, like our next caller, Therese Grinnell. She's one of the activists here in New Hampshire who was arrested at the meeting of the governor and the executive council, and I think it was October or November of last year.
Public meeting.
For basically just sitting quietly in the audience. They came and asked you to come to the back of the building, and they put you in handcuffs, Therese, and then they handcuffed seven or eight other people immediately thereafter. I don't know if that was the reason you were calling tonight, but that's who you are, and welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your
mind? Arrested for being upset.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's all pretty insane. I, you know, tell told my uncle, you know, I was arrested, and he was like, for what? And I said, disorderly conduct. And it actually says I said the word amen. And on all the video, 170 people in there with their cell phones out, no one can even see where I mumbled the word amen. And the trooper's report was, well, I recognized her voice from Facebook, and it came from that direction. Okay, so that's enough for you to arrest me? Like, are you kidding me? So, yeah, my name is Therese. I moved to New Hampshire from Southern California, actually, in 1998. And I grew up with my dad listening to, like, Rush Limbaugh, and so I kind of got the whole idea of, you know, work hard, you know, take care of the person next door versus sending it to Washington and to never see it back again. My parents had foster kids that they adopted, so I always had a heart for that. My mom was a nurse, so I grew up and became a nurse eventually and a foster mom. I adopted my two boys, and it was last summer where I was like, what the hell? My friends, my colleagues are getting their religious exemptions denied, and, you know, they're the one that carries the health insurance, and their spouse is going through chemotherapy, and they're losing their career, and they've already COVID recovered. Like, what the hell is going on? The masks aren't being used the way we were taught in school, and just the government overreach was just everywhere. And school board, you know, mom, I was one of those pitching a fit. And finally, I actually went into the New Hampshire GOP office on Water Street, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? How do we have a Republican governor, Senate, and House of Representatives, and yet like people are losing their jobs and our kids are not being educated? And got nowhere in that conversation with them. And then I heard Dave LaRue, who was out in Lebanon, standing up. His wife was pregnant, LNA, last semester of her nursing career or nursing school at Plymouth. I was getting her religious exemptions denied. And he was like, when are we going to all freaking stand up? Like, what is wrong with everybody? Why are we letting this happen? And I was like, okay, I can't stand in Lebanon, but I could stand in Concord. I was had transitioned to overnight hospice nurse. And I'm like, I could go stand. And like, well, the corner outside of Concord Hospital has Dartmouth-Hitchcock. It has all the rehab hospitals. And I'll go stand down there. I think it was like a walkout Wednesday for, you know, against medical or for medical.
And so, hold that thought, Therese. I want to hear more of your story here in moments. Yeah. Therese Grinnell is on the line here. She is telling her story of, I guess, how she became activated, right? She was quiet, and then all these terrible things happened during COVID, and she started to speak up, took a stand, went out onto the streets, and a movement was created. We'll talk more about it coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian
and Chris.
Don't forget you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And also, ForkFest is coming up, and it's coming fast. We're about 5 weeks out at this point from ForkFest 2022. It's the 6th annual decentralized libertarian camping festival. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is sold out, by the way. Ticket sales are over for ForkFest. It's the second year in a row that they've sold that event out. ForkFest, much more decentralized. There's no tickets. You just get yourself the RV site, camping site, or motel room of your choice with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. And then you spend a week or however many days of that week that you want to hanging out with other freedom-minded people in just one of the most beautiful locations on the planet, Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. That's forkfest.party. And you can connect there with chat rooms and a forum to allow you to link up with other people that will be attending and find out what's happening. Because, again, it's completely decentralized. So whatever happens depends on the people who attend and what they want to bring to the table. You know, if you want to.
All I know is bring your crypto and bring your gold backs.
Good suggestion. If you want to cook, then you should cook. If you want to put on some sort of a performance, music, or, you know, put a poker game on or something like that, have a campfire for people, whatever you want to do, it is up to you to decide. ForkFest.party. Again, it's June 27th through July 3rd. We got Therese Grinnell on the line with us. She's one of the newer activists here in New Hampshire working for more freedom. You were a nurse and frustrated with all of the mandates that the government gangsters in New Hampshire were cramming down people's throats during the COVID crackdown, and that's what activated you, Therese. That's kind of where you were at in your story. You had started to go out to the street corner outside of the Dartmouth Hospital there in Concord, and you gathered some supporters, right?
I did, and it was the, you know, the October 13th Executive Council meeting where I was actually sitting next to Frank Footloose, and, you know, just there because we didn't want this federal money coming in that had a line item with the grant money that they would be obligated to isolate and quarantine anyone that the federal government found to be a health hazard. And, to me, that screamed what I was seeing over in Australia. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? And but leading up to that, I had been pretty vocal with Governor Sununu. He actually has a voicemail on my phone. And he was on my personal Facebook page, and I had Derek Prue's National Guard, and all the night nurses at Dartmouth-Hitchcock jumping on, giving him a run for his money, or like, you can do something. Like, you know, what the hell? And so going into there, he knew I was raising a ruckus and really starting to mobilize people, and I think his attempt to chill me from participating in the political process was what was the reason why I was arrested at the end of the day.
Mm. Yeah, didn't they arrest, like, eight different, like, leaders of, like, eight separate groups at that event? At the meeting, the hearing?
There was,
town hearing?
Yeah, so there was nine of us that were arrested that day. I was the first one to have my shoulder tapped, look up, and there was like four state troopers hovering over me, and Frank was sitting next to me, which, you know, he has been pretty vocal and outside of Sununu's house and everything else, but they brought the two of us back to the back of the room, and right away, they put me into zip ties. They took, you know, a pen off my sweater, and all I know is you're being arrested for disorderly conduct. And I'm like, what did I do? They couldn't answer the question, and they were loading me up into the back of this.
LRN.FM.
There, you can't say that on the radio. I had to hit the dump button. We're going to let you stay on because I'm pretty sure it was an accident, but be careful. Sorry. Remember, we are on broadcast radio, so when in doubt, leave it out.
Sorry. Okay, you got it. So
just rewind for just a moment. They came up, they put you in handcuffs, and go ahead.
And, you know, it was just kind of like this oh gosh moment of my purse, my phone, my 6 and my 7-year-old are out there, and I have to work tonight. Like, where am I going? Like, what is happening? And so I yelled out, we're being arrested, because I needed someone. I was like, are my boys going to DCYF care? Like, what is happening?
Question for you before you go on. Yeah. Did they charge you with a second disorderly conduct for the statement behind when you were being arrested? Because I know they hit Frank with another disorderly conduct charge after, or, you know, basically as the handcuffs or after the handcuffs were being put on.
Correct. Yes.
So you are facing two charges.
Yeah. So allegedly I said the word amen, mm-hmm. and that disrupted the meeting. And then they changed that charge to I recklessly said the word amen. Which is even more ridiculous.
What is the difference between doing it and not, like, recklessly doing it?
And then the other was that I yelled out, we're being arrested.
Hmm.
Which I was already in the zip ties and being put in. So our legal team's like, that's ridiculous.
Wow. That is.
We're already. But I believe what they thought would happen was the whole crowd would go wild.
Hmm.
And they were prepared to arrest as many people as they possibly could get away with. But
they were prepared for that.
Oh, definitely.
It was a crazy. Yeah. I wasn't there in person that day, but I did see the video, and it was just insane. They had the whole back of the room cordoned off, and they were prepared to take people who were arrested from the audience and put them all back there. They were ready for dozens. They had a ton of cops, state police that were on hand and just salivating at the chance to arrest dozens of people. They ended up arresting nine. And what was interesting about it was, and I think Frank's pointed this out, that with the exception of you knowing Frank and Frank knowing you, the other seven didn't really know one another. They were just people that were there at this meeting that were incensed at what was happening to you and Frank, and they, you know, sort of stood up and said something.
I mean, they arrested the leadership of the opposition, effectively, and it's not even like one group. That was the crazy thing. It was several different groups.
I don't know if they were leaders. Were they, Therese, or were they just kind of random people that were there?
So I think I can justify 7 out of the 9. So the next one, I believe the sequence was Monica, who had the 1776 shirt, and she was sitting perfectly quiet. But I think the reason, and this is just a guess, was before the meeting ever started, before the Pledge of Allegiance, anything of that nature, Kelly Potenza had said, look, everyone, there's our Attorney General, Dick Tracy. And everyone laughed at the name of Dick Tracy, right? And Monica said, oh, no, you don't understand. He's not our friend. And
he's definitely not. and that is his real name, by the way.
Right. He threw her a look that could have killed. And so I think that's where she got picked on next, honestly.
That makes sense.
I think we targeted her because of that. And then AJ and Marilyn Todd were like, why are you arresting them? And Marilyn had like her 4-year-old son in her arms. But Marilyn has been the forensic auditor for Wyndham and the whole election integrity issues.
Okay.
So they were the next two to be arrested. And then as they were being arrested, John was on the back wall, who's from Keene, and he said, you're arresting the wrong people. You should be arresting the emperor. And he just said it like at the same level that I just said it. And one of the troopers arrested him. And he had stood with me on the corner outside of Concord Hospital. He's like 68 years old.
Yep.
And then the next one that was the most dramatic was Kathleen. And Kathleen was sitting directly behind Kelly Potenza, who's been an activist for a very long time, and was also wearing a baseball cap. So I think they meant to get Kelly, and they grabbed Kathleen, who was the 70-year-old.
Right,
who was literally doing absolutely nothing. And she was very, you know, cognitively, like, just very sweet and simple. And you know, we had someone who was recently retired law enforcement right behind her said that they used excessive force before she ever resisted. And she ended up having her head bashed in the back.
Oh, my God.
Her head, like, went straight forward onto the concrete. There's video of that. And she ended up with a concussion and torn muscles in her shoulder.
Wow.
And then Emily was on the back wall, and they told her to go have a seat. And she was basically said, why do I have to go sit down? You know, I want to stand and stretch my legs.
Right.
And it was as simple as that. They arrested her. And she wasn't, like, disruptive at all in that. And then James was the last one. And James, God bless him, he, business owner, his wife is a clinician. And they were like, well, every other state's accepted this money. And he just couldn't handle it at that point. He was like, just because everyone else has done it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Yep.
And
they got him for that, too, huh?
They arrested him.
You know, I'm glad that you called in tonight because we never really got the full expression of what happened to all nine. So I'm glad that you were aware of the ins and outs of that, because we knew what happened to you and Frank, and we talked to Frank about it at the time when it happened. I really appreciate you telling everybody's story. The charges are still pending. The trial's still coming up. And I know you wanted to talk about what you've got planned, right? Like, not just the New Hampshire Nine, but do you have time to stick with us into the next hour?
I do.
All right, more with Therese coming up here. Therese Grinnell, one of the activists here in New Hampshire. She's got something else cooking up she wants to tell us about on the way here. That's coming up in hour three. You can join us as well. 603-283-6160.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.